All right, let's move on with the second half of this morning's session. It's a pleasure to announce Huaxing Zhu, who will tell us about factorization of gauge theory amplitudes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the organizer for inviting me to this conference. It's my first time to amplitudes. Very interesting. Learned a lot of things from the excellent talk in the past few days. So the things I'm going to talk about today is very simple. So we are trying to study the leading singular behavior of a generic two-loop amplitudes, not necessarily planar or non-planar. In the case that when one of the external gluons becomes soft, so we want to see what happened in that limit. So we have seen truly remarkable progress in the past many years, past few years, in calculating scattering amplitudes in N equals 4 Sibelius theory, in particular in the planar limit. And we are now able to, people are able to compute easily the all loop planar integrand, as well as using many advanced statics, for example, integrability or the modern multi-loop bootstrap statics to calculate integrated amplitudes also. So it's really, impressive progress. But, if I was a pessimist, I would probably doubt that the success in the planar sector can be copied in the non-planar sector. The reason is that most of these marvelous developments seems to rely on dual conformal invariance and integrability, and both of them are absent beyond planar limit. And also, there's a second question, second problem that you all know very well. There's no canonical definition for non-planar integrand. So the question is, does the simplicity and beauty we've seen in the planar sector really carry over to the non-planar sector or not? So the answer is probably yes. There is beauty in the non-planar sector. There are some hints that we can see many interesting structure in the non-planar sector. For example, the integrand of planar and non-planar four-particle MHV amplitudes in any possible Young Mutes can be represented as a D-log form weighted by Carlo factors and Park-Taylor amplitudes. And also, people studying leading singularity found that you can always write the leading singularity, MHV leading singularity, as a positive sum of planar ones with different ordering of legs. So this is, the story is really very similar to the planar one we have. For the planar, we have this guy, but for non-planar, we have something else, but it looks kind of similar. So it's really interesting thing to actually get more non-planar data to see what actually happened at two loop and higher loop. So indeed there are many people in this conference, they are working very hard to push forward this whole thing to the more advanced frontier. For example, it's known for quite some time that people have derived a non-planar five-particle integrand for N equals 4 super Young Mutes and N equals 8 supergravity. And also, people have been able to compute the planar five-gluon amplitudes with all positive helicity numerically. And in this talk in particular, we hear very exciting progress, including the non-planar five-gluon integrand. And also the people are able to calculate the master integral for five-point planar integrals, as well as the derivation of the non-planar three-loop five-point integrand. So these are really exciting progress. So here I would like to do something simpler and not computing those very difficult thing, but something easier for me. So it's I want to ask a question. Can we have a glimpse of non-planar two-loop endpoint amplitude and bigger than four by studying their soft factorization limit? So this limit we have heard a lot of in this conference. So let me review it, briefly. So the factorization of three amplitudes when one of the external Bessel's gauge boson becomes soft was studied in the early days of quantum field theory. For a, say, QED, it is well known, this is well known Weinberg soft photon theorem, which state that the three-level amplitudes of n hard particles plus one soft photon factorized into amplitudes of n hard particles multiplied with eigenfactors. And This factorization can be easily generalized to QCD, for example. The only thing you need to do is to replace the electric charge by the color charge. This is what we QCD people usually do. We are not writing any fancy at least the amplitude. Yeah, this is what we replace. So the physical picture. Well, let me mention one thing. So this Eichner factor is very nice because it has a rescaling invariance. So if you rescale the PI, the hard momentum, it doesn't change the Eichner interaction. So the physical picture is clear because the emitted soft gluon has very long wavelength. So therefore, it can only resolve the directions but not energy of the hard particles in the amplitudes. So you can consider the Eichner factor as a amplitude for emitting soft gluon from n Wilson line if you have n hard particles in the process. So these Wilson lines are specified by the direction of the hard particles as well as the color charge of the hard particles. And so then you can easily generalize the naively. You can easily generalize the factorization formula beyond the tree level. And one, this kind of factorization formula must look very similar to you because these are look very basically the same as the collinear factorization formula. And one loop, if you have a one loop amplitude with one soft gluon in the external state, the leading term in the soft limit is one loop soft emission amplitudes from Wilson lines times a high amplitude without soft gluon plus a tree level soft emission from the Wilson lines times a hard amplitude, one loop hard amplitude without the soft gluons. And you can do the factorization two loop just by adding a loop at left hand side and right hand side of the what I want to say. So what I want to do is the following. I will assume that we know the hard amplitudes without a soft gluon. Say the endpoint amplitudes, two loop endpoint hard amplitude without a soft gluon. And I want to get the two loop n plus 1 point amplitude with one soft gluon. So since I assume that this piece is already known, so the only thing that I need to calculate is this soft factor, the two loop soft gluon emission from the Wilson lines. So that will be the focus of this talk. Well, it's actually this type of thing has been well known for, it has been computed and known for a very long time. For example, at tree level, it's known for many years in QCD. It's very simple. It's just one diagram. At one loop, it's still very simple. It's just one diagram with one non-vanishing diagram. At two loops, it's become a little bit complicated with more diagrams, but still it's not the things that you, not the complicated things that you heard from the morning talk, from the first section. And also there's a very interesting simplification in this case. So at two loops actually, so the red lines are soft gluons. They can connect to at most three Wilson lines. So you can see at most to three Wilson lines. If they connected to four Wilson lines, this diagram actually vanished trivially in dimensional regularization because this loop is a scaleless loop. So calculating this diagram is much easier than calculating the real amplitudes, two loop amplitudes. So there's also a practical motivation for calculating these things. Because they are useful in constructing a infrared safe high order cross section. Because for example, if you want to calculate NLO cross section with n final state particles, you usually need to integrate over the virtual amplitudes as well as the real amplitudes with one additional particle in the final states. But this integral is divergent. This one is also divergent, but the pole is explicit. But this one, the pole is hidden in the phase space integral. So you need to find a way to integrate this thing. You don't want to do it analytically, you want to do it numerically, so you introduce a counter term such that this thing can be integrated numerically. And at the same time, you introduce a thing, you need to compensate this term by adding this back, and you, because you're trying to introduce the counter term as simple as possible, that this thing you can integrate analytically to extract the IR poles to cancel without posing the virtual corrections. So the soft factor that we computed is actually one piece of those subtracting matrix element, which has the same sub-singularity as the full matrix element. So the three-level sub-emission, the sub-factor is needed for a NLO calculation. The one-loop sub-factor is needed for NNLO calculation, and the two-loop sub-factor is needed for NNNLO calculation, which is we heard at the morning that people are entering that error now. So it's a very simple thing. So we generate diagrams by Q-graph, and we reduce the tensor integral into scalar integrals, and we can do a integral reduction to master integrals. Very simple, just 11 master integrals is a piece of k to sum of u. But also good thing means that you can maybe do three loop calculation. And then you can solve the master integral using method of differential equation. And then maybe you can simplify the calculation by going to a canonical basis. And then I calculated the boundary condition using standard Mehring bonds technique. So everything is standard and easy. So before I show you the results, let's see what we can what we can have with the symmetry, the rescaling symmetry I told you before. So this symmetry imposes strong constraint on the soft factor, but not completely fix it. So for example, I show you there are dipole contribution as well as tripole contribution. So dipole contribution is the diagram that the soft particle can connect it to, only connect it to two Wilson lines. So in this case, the correction, the soft factor is just a constant. This is fixed by that symmetry. If you have any, say, PI or PJ dependence in this factor, it will violate the rescaling symmetry. For the tripole contribution, where the soft particles can connect to three Wilson lines in a single diagram, the results become a little bit more difficult, more complicated, and you can depend on rescaling invariant cross ratio and Kalon function of the ratios. But still, there's well known method to factorize, to simplify these kinds of variable, or simplify the Kalon function by introducing by packing the two real parameter u and v into a one single complex variable z. And in that complex variable z, the limit of z goes to zero is the limit of p1 collinear to PQ, and also z goes to 1 and z goes to infinity has some physical meaning. In the Euclidean region, the soft factor we computed will be a single variable function of z, because in the Euclidean function, Euclidean region, there's no imaginary part, everything is real. Everything is real and single variable. So we calculate the differential, we obtain the differential equation, we observe that the singularity, the singularity occurs in the differential equation. They are z, z bar, 1 minus z, 1 minus z bar, and z minus z bar. So individual master integral will be single variable, multiple poly logs of z. And the first entry of symbol is constrained by the demanding that the cut is a physical one. So it must be u or v. And also, if you look at the master integral, individual master integral, we found that the double pole and single pole of them, they contain poly logarithms, but luckily they all cancel out in the gauge invariant contribution. And also, the finite term of the master integral contain poly logarithm with simple entry, z minus z bar. And they also cancel out in the gauge invariant contribution. Very nice. So gauge theory is very good to us. So, and then because this simple entry is canceled out in the physical results, or the finite term. So we only have simple entry z, z bar, 1 minus z, 1 minus z bar. So the results can be expressed in terms of a single variable harmonic polylogarithms, which is constructed by mathematician from the more well-known harmonic polylogs to us. So they are just a bilinear combination of HPLs in z and z bar, such that their cuts are cancelled. And they appear frequently in other context, for example, in multi-regular limit of 6-point major function or 3-loop soft enormous dimension computed just recently. And so let's see what the result looks like. So we separated the result into two parts, the dipole contribution and the tripole contribution. The dipole contribution is very simple because the kinematics, the rescaling symmetry basically constrained it to just a number. So there's just a number. And now there's also the tripole contribution. I told you it's a function, depends on z and z bar. So you can write this function. You do the calculation and you get the result. So it's very simple, such that I can put it in one slide to show you. And so they are function. This function is a function of the single variable harmonic polylogs. This thing is gauge invariant. If you don't get by a soft Coulomb momentum, it vanishes after you summing over all the permutation. And it's also a function of Maxwell's transcendental weight. It has weight 4, so it's just like what you have in Engels 4 super-Young-Mills theory, because the tribal contribution, it's no difference between QCD and Engels 4 super-Young-Mills. The fermion or scalar doesn't enter into those type of diagrams. But it's not a pure function. You have some rational prefactor. It's not very good. This rational prefactor seems to diverge, have power divergence is equal to infinity limits. Not very good. So we should look something more simpler. We can take give a definite helicity for the soft muon. If you do that, still you get the dipole and tripole contributions. The dipole is similar, but the tripole contribution significant, simplifies significantly, and you find that indeed that instead of several pure functions, you just add a single pure function of F, which is a pure function of Maxwell transcendental weight, and there are some rational factor there, and those rational factor is just a function of angle bracket. Recall that in the original expression, there's a Z bar in the soft factor. Z bar is you can consider, think of it as a cross ratio of the square bracket, but they cancel out if you consider a helicity amplitude. Very good. So, now we can take some consistency check. For example, we can take a collinear limit. If you take a collinear limit, then for the dipole contribution, all the, momentum dependence basically cancel out, so you can sum over the color, sum over the color, and you recover the soft limit of planar collinear splitting amplitudes. And also for the tribal contribution, if you consider the collinear limit, you will find that all the collinear, so it's a vanish. The tribal contribution vanishing all the, not vanish. I'm sorry. It has no collinear singularity. In all the collinear limit. So the soft collinear limit of fluon emission in planar and non-planar theory are the same, actually. So as I told you, we are doing the calculation in Euclidean region. You have to go from the Euclidean region to physical kinematics. So you have to do some analytic continuation. For the analytic continuation, we know how to analytic continue the Mendelstam variable. So as well as U and V, but for Z it's a little bit complicated because it's a square root function of U and V. But you can take a bottom-up approach, calculate the discontinuity of the lowest weight single variable harmonic polylogs, and then you can start from the lowest weight, you know the discontinuity of the derivative of the weight 2 single variable harmonic polylogs, and you integrate the right-hand side, then you get the discontinuity of the weight 2 single value harmonic polylogs, and then you can fix the constant by some other methods. So once we have this thing, the obvious application is to calculate something maybe interesting. So we can calculate using that soft factorization formula to calculate the non-planar fine Coulomb MHV amplitude in Engels 4 Young-Mills theory, because all the ingredients in this formula is known. The two-loop non-planar Engels 4 Young-Mills amplitude is known many years ago. The integrand is known. The integral is also known. So we have some coefficient of some single trace or double color traces, but the result is very, very nice. So it's a Park-Taylor factor times a pure function of a uniform weight plus the permutation of that Park-Taylor factor times some other pure function of uniform weight, and we can check the IR divergences of this formula, and it agree with the Catani's formula once we take the soft limit. So we have checked that. This is what we have, our results. So now let me summarize. So we compute the soft factor necessary for the factorization of two loop amplitudes in the single soft Coulomb limit. So this factorization works for any number of half particles in the final state. So the soft factor are described by a single variable function, harmonic polylogs in Euclidean region. You can and then it continued back to physical region. And then we as a simple exercise, we obtained the 2-loop 5-gluon MHV amplitudes in angles 4 Silver-Young-Mills theory in the single soft limit. In the future, when people actually calculate those amplitudes in the full kinematics, it will be useful. It will be useful check for their results. Okay, that's. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Huajing. Questions?
So you have in your slide that the transcendental part of the soft factor you computed is expressed in terms of these single valued HPLs.
Oh right. You mean the gauge invariant computation? Yes. But
how about the rational part? Would you be able to
know
what to expect? Yes, you have some rational parts also in the Zs, no?
Yes, you mean this rational part?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, what's the question again for the rational part?
Would you be able to
guess
if more rational parts appear at higher loops, for example, because...
Great. The rational part, it should have some certain structure, because in the end, the final result is, for the soft factor with formal polarization vector, you have this rational factor. But if you consider the helicity amplitude, it's just some angle bracket. So these rational parts cannot be arbitrary, otherwise we won't return to the simple Park-Taylor like a angle bracket. Well, but that's based on the assumption that higher loop you still get some Park-Taylor prefactor times a uniform weight function. That's, I think, it's not necessarily true.
Okay, any further questions, comments?
A question, is it possible to just start from the 4-point 2-loop QCD amplitudes and take one soft limit to extract this soft factor?
So if you take a soft limit of 2-loop 4-point amplitudes, you need a 2-loop 3-point amplitudes on shell amplitudes, which is zero, right? But it's possible to deform into complex kinematics. But I didn't try. I don't know whether you can do that or not.
Okay, if there are no further comments, then let's thank the speaker again.